would have allowed us an old-fashioned courtship, though, because we wrote each other so many postcards and letters and emails in the meantime.
Yeah, we sort of kept in touch via postcard and via instant message.
Charlotte Kemp Mule and Sean Lennon's courtship is similar to the songs they make as the Ghost of a Saber-Toothed Tiger, old-fashioned instruments making modern music. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Sean Lennon's got some famous parents, and Charlotte Mule has been on the cover of fashion magazines around the world. So you might expect their musical collaboration, The Ghost of a Saber-Toothed Tiger, to be a big affair, both in production and in buzz. But Sean and Charlotte's album is hardly even plugged in. It's called Ghost of a Saber-Toothed Tiger Acoustic Sessions, and it's just the two of them playing accordion, glockenspiel, percussion guitar, and vocals. I spoke with Sean Lennon and Charlotte Mule about their songwriting process for The Ghost of a Saber-Toothed Tiger, and they told me about their music's antiquated and playful outlook.
We definitely kind of have childish imaginations, so we tend to write songs that can be really fantastical, but on one song, on Robot Boy, it almost went totally in the children's story direction. It almost went all the way, actually.
Except they all kind of have a little cynical wink and commentary on, you know, what we really feel about the 21st century, which is not altogether sugar-coated.
Yeah, they're all kind of children's stories. I mean, they're sort of like commentary on modern life and technology disguised as children's stories.
Yeah.
Well, we spent a lot of time working on the songs. I mean, not that much time, but we spent a lot of time on the words and really trying to make them kind of interesting and satisfying. So hopefully there's stuff there to explore.
I saw the Vanity Fair article about you guys, and it said something along the lines of describing your songwriting as intellectual tennis.
Yeah, it can feel that way. Well, just because we sort of push each other to, we push each other as writers. So, you know, she'll come up with something, and then I'll try to come up with something, and then she'll come up with something. And every time she does, it makes me want to come up with something. So it kind of accelerates into something kind of crazy.
When the world gets dizzy from spinning around, when gravity gets tired of holding everything down, when the fabric of time's unraveling like twine, when all roads lead to Rome and there are no words left to rhyme, we'll make kites from our bones and make shoes from our skin, and we'll try to pretend that this world was made for men.
Oh. We're really fascinated with antiquated things, but we also like very modern subject matter for our lyrics, so we tend to use, on this record especially, very old instruments that have been around for a long time, like the accordion and the glockenspiel and the melodica and the banjo. But our subject matter tends to be very kind of postmodern and apocalyptic.
Yeah, we like a sort of dust-covered aesthetic to modern subject matter, yeah.
Though you can't intimidate the trees, the snowman sweating in a terrible breeze, put on your new pants and move out to France. All the skeletons in your closet are rummaging through your clothes, looking through your shoeboxes and pockets for rappers and dumb love notes. People say your brain is like cream cheese, takes the shape of anything you please. The dust from the trails under your fingernails, the leaves in the Luxembourg garden are showing their true colors.
Sean Lennon and Charlotte Mule, and a live version of Jardin de Luxembourg. Their new album is called The Ghost of a Saber-Toothed Tiger Acoustic Sessions. Today's Take 5 was produced by Andrew Hirschman. Catch the full session online at WFUV.org.